The word of God that engages us this morning is today's lesson from the first and second chapters of Habakkuk. Dear Christian friends, fellow redeemed, grace to you and peace. From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Things were that bad. Violence in the streets, corruption in the courts, injustice in the government, terror, dread, things were that bad. The proud, the cunning, the wicked, they take what they pleased and are pleased just by taking it. Things were that bad. How long? How long, O Lord? How long until you help us? Goes up the cry. How long? But for so long, nothing. Things were that bad. And when the Lord does speak, his word is a word of judgment. I'm going to do something amazing, something that will astonish you. I'm going to raise up the Babylonians, and they're going to sweep across the face of the earth. They're going to take your homes. Things were that bad. And Habakkuk had enough. I will stand here on my tower. I will stand and station myself on this rampart, and I'm going to wait. Wait, Lord, for you to say something. Wait for your deliverance. Come on, Lord. Things were that bad. But bad as things were, as hard as things were, as terrible as things were, God had not really forgotten his people. God had not really abandoned them. God had not left them over for the Babylonians. And so he has a further word. The proud, those who are not upright, they are not right, and they will be destroyed. But the righteous will live, not by their own virtue, not by their own merits, not by their own strength. The righteous will live by faith. The righteous will live because of the one in whom they have put their trust. And in time, the Babylonians did come, and they did sweep across the earth, and they took them away. But in time, the captors became captives, and the captives were set free. But still, there was trouble. Still, there was evil. Still, there was violence and corruption and injustice. Still, the righteous lived by faith. And in the fullness of time, God kept his promises and sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might be the righteous ones of God. And that salvation, that forgiveness, that life has come also to you. But still, the righteous must live by faith. Because there's still violence, there's still corruption, there's still injustice, there's still trouble, there is still evil. And no matter what we wish or how hard we work, or for that matter, how hard we pray, there remains violence, injustice, corruption, evil. Last week, the Nobel Prize for Peace was awarded. It was awarded to two men for their work in bringing peace to Northern Ireland. That prize is worth $1 million or so, and the prestige that comes with it is beyond calculation. But make the prize $1 billion and give it out by the thousands, and still there will be strife, conflict, injustice, violence. There will still be wars, there will still be riots, there will still be crime. And work for justice, and call for peace, and bring an end to oppression, and still there will be evil. Still, there will be not just people, but children who starve. And look around. Do we not see trouble? Do we not see violence in abortion, in calls for euthanasia? Do we not see these things? And in the face of the kind of troubles that we see around us, and in the face even of the trouble that we find in our midst, in the conflict, in the arguments, in the strife, in the quarrels, in churches, among pastors, among you and your families, there is no end. When will there be peace? The righteous still are called to live by faith. The righteous still, you are called not to be put off or confused or deceived by the things that you see and experience, the trouble, the violence, the evil, but to remember the mighty deeds of God in the past and the great promises he has for the future. St. Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, talks about his troubles. And he calls them light and momentary. He wasn't making light of them. They were real. They were hard. They were painful. But they're light. They were light and they were momentary in view of the great weight of the glory to come. And no matter how bad things seem in the world at large, how evil seems to reign here in our world or in your lives, know that as hard, as heavy they are, as they are, they too will be light and momentary compared to the great things that God has in store for you. It's not to say that things aren't that bad now either. They are. But the things to come, the things for you, they will be that good. And for all who are in Christ Jesus, for you, it will be. Because God is faithful. God will keep his word for every last one of you. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and the one to come, amen.